This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
803-0930, 1-800-616-WPEN. Talking about this after actions review with the and New York University in the city of Buffalo. Nothing announced for Erie County or the state. They have in the past when it came to COVID, but then again, they were getting consulted by a very high, expensive private company that was giving them advice on what to do with COVID. That was under the Cuomo administration. Frank, when you look at Frank and Holland, when you look at this situation, what's your point of view?
Well, David, it's fatally evident that Hochul and Pulling Cars and Brown failed us, so it's up to us to protect ourselves. Their plan just failed, and people literally froze in their own homes. And that doesn't need to happen. If you've got a gas furnace and you lose power, you can still start and run your furnace with a battery, with an exterior generator. All these things that you can find out on YouTube how to do it, and it's easy to do, and we can plan ahead proactively so we don't even have to freeze in our own homes. And I'll tell you, with the power outages, with that climate council law that they passed in 2019, this is going to happen a lot more often. These rolling blackouts are going to have to occur. We're going to lose power because our electrical infrastructure cannot handle the increased demand that they're forcing upon us. And with this law, they're going to be cutting off gas to homes. So your gas furnace, your gas hot water tank, your gas stove, all those things will not be able to be used. So even more proactively, we need to start looking at wood stoves, wood fireplaces. And people need to realize that this is not a joke. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is a literal law that they passed in 2019, and you're going to lose one of the most inexpensive and reliable power sources in electrical, it's just crazy what's going on, and people are dying, and it's time for us to proactively do it ourselves. You can go to YouTube and find out how to start and run your furnace, your gas furnace, with a car battery or with, a generator. You hardwire a plug that you run out to your home to your exterior generator. And people that think that, well, I've got a whole house generator, most of those are run by, fuel, by gas. So those will be cut off soon. It's just crazy.
I don't understand why we don't have a law that states, especially public housing with electric baseboard heat, if you're in a building and there's a certain amount of people living in that building, you must be forced to have some natural gas generator as a backup. In a large tower where you have hundreds of people living, they cannot be dependent solely on baseboard heating in the wintertime.
Yes.
They can't scoping be. I mean, that's ridiculous.
The scoping meeting that they had for public input this summer at the Buffalo Erie County Library had most of the audience was gas and electric professionals saying that the new law is going to result in more power outages and failures, and it's just unrealistic and reckless. And the other people that were there were from the city saying Greenpeace, green this, green that, and they're the ones that are going to be hit the hardest. Because I don't know if you've shopped for new electrical appliances, but if you've got to convert in the city to all these, you know, non-gas appliances, that's a lot of money. It's insane what's going on, and people don't believe it's happening.
And for this to happen, you know, the same week that the legislators are asking for a 30% pay increase is quite, you know, it's just a really bad look. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, the legislators, they're elected representatives, and they're not representing everybody. Because literally there are people, and I'm sorry, they fatally failed us to the tune of 40 people dying. I mean, their planning is abysmal. I mean, it's proactive, it's reactive. While they were putting for their raises, they should have been communicating to people, hey, if you lose power and you got a gas furnace, you don't have to freeze. You can do this, this, or this. And they didn't. And instead of pitching for their own raises, they could have been communicating to people more readily where those warming locations are.
Well, that's the other thing, too. Right. And Frank, I appreciate your phone call. I guess my takeaway is that now, you know, no one wants to put the finger, you're responsible, you caused this, your decision made this happen. All right. Wash all that clear. Now that there are 40 dead, now that we've seen how bad a generational storm can be, whether it's global warming or it's just one of those things that happen, no matter what your mindset is it safe to say now that these policies to eliminate natural gas are bad? Will you at least comment at the state, county, city level that what New York State plans to do for 2030 is not only unsustainable, it's reckless and it's dangerous? In the wake of 40 people losing their life to extreme cold, can we at least now look back at it? We all have the benefit of looking at what's about to happen in 2030 and say, maybe this is not a good idea. Maybe it's a better approach. Jack in Buffalo, what do you think?
Hi, David. Very interesting. I think that hero, Mr. Witte at the school, he opened the door to an idea that's an old idea, and it has to do with bomb shelters. Civil defense is a concept we are familiar with, and I think it should be reinvigorated for use in a storm, in which case public buildings would be opened to the public under certain circumstances, of course, and they would be shelter points, schools, you know, fire stations, whatever. Any public building that has a generator and is heated, that was just sitting there while people were dying, and it could be used on an emergency basis. And it's kind of interesting, too, because one of the weather descriptors was a cyclonic bomb, you know, in the generation of the energy. And that is a bomb. And in a sense, a bomb shelter, that idea could be used for the public. And interestingly enough, just over the weekend, there came a crack in the facade of unity over the gas requirement. And that was that the NYSERDA, to change his mind about putting wind turbines in Lake Erie. They pulled back their horns. They said it doesn't make sense, and they're not going to do it. And that is an admission for that part of the plan that the idea of wind turbines everywhere is not feasible. And it certainly gives hope to those of us who think this idea of eliminating gas is stupid.
Well, there's a couple. I mean, again, the folks... You know, the hardest thing in I think for adults is to admit when we're wrong, right? And what makes it a lot easier sometimes is when the other side, whether it's a partner, a loved one, lays out a mattress for you, you know, and just says, hey, listen, I'm not going to pile on and say you were wrong. I'm going to say that, you know, we're bankrupt. All that money you put into crypto, you know, we're bankrupt and they're going to come take the house and cars tomorrow. There's a way that you can do that and get someone to admit that they made a mistake. It's all in the way that person's approached with their ego and their sensitivities and everything else. This storm allows for a wonderful opportunity for people to be able to say, I'm not going to tell you I told you so. I'm not even going to say I'm right. I'm going to say Mother Nature's right. This is what could happen down the road. It's not that you got to admit that Jack at Buffalo is a genius and you're stupid. You don't have to admit that you made a mistake or your entire life of screaming for the environment has been in vain. All of that, it can be true. You could still want to keep Earth responsible and safe and clean. And you could still not say that it's Jack's right, someone else is right, Joe's right. We're all right. Here's the reality. Mother Nature has the ultimate say. And the way we're currently going down the road, we're opening up the door for another storm to affect the most marginalized amongst us, which are people living on electric baseboard heating, people living on electric heat and air. Everything's dependent on the grid. It's unsustainable. So how do we make it sustainable? There's got to be backups and redundancies. Business continuity, by the way, this is good for business. You want your businesses to be open during a storm. It's good for everyone. It's good for the tax base. It's good for the state of New York to constantly have continuity when the grid goes down. That's a positive for everyone. It doesn't need to be you're right, I'm wrong, and ego gets involved.
But David, excuse me for a minute, though. When you go and say I'm right, you're wrong, and that's bad, you're falling into the trap of what's happening to kids. Everybody gets a trophy. Nobody's a loser. Nobody's a winner. There's no right or wrong way. There is a right way. There is better.
Jack, I'm telling you, though, Jack, listen, we've elected those kids. You're absolutely right. You and I, that's our inside voice. You're absolutely right. And that is something we're going to have to overcome for the next 10, 15 years. But the reality is those children are our governor. Those children are running county and state and every other municipality in the world. So we got to stoop to conquer. But the reality is, whatever it takes for you to save your fragile little ego, 40 people are dead. Now, I could beat you over the head with a baseball bat of truth and say what an ignorant fool you are for making these decisions that kill people.
Wait, David, my first point, though, about civil defense and public buildings being made open, that's a very interesting point. You haven't just really looked at that, but think about that.
I think that's a great point, but I'm saying that every point that comes up has got to be addressed in the sense that there is no political fallout to saving people's lives. It doesn't matter what their color is. You have
schools,
to.
I
agree.
It's an idea that has no losers.
I'm all about it, Jack. I'm just saying that the political environment that we live in now, no elected official is going to announce that they have been wrong about what they've been screaming about for the last 15 years. They're never going to do it. Let me just bring back one spot. And I'll get to Kate. I'll get to Rick. Here's the thing. I don't believe that when COVID first hit us, and there was, again, ABC News was the first to report when we heard COVID in 19, it would have been the winter, December of 19. We heard about this virus that was going around in China. It was ABC News that first reported that it came from the weapons side of the research lab in Wuhan, blah, 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 blah. And then it then turned into a wet mart. Then it was real. And then the Trump administration was saying it wasn't that bad. Don't worry about it. Fauci said it's not that bad. Don't worry about it. It's not that crazy. And then it got, of course, it's COVID and now it's everywhere. What's interesting about it, if you go right back to the beginning, ABC News, the media, which loves to tell you how smart they are. They love to tell you how they're right about everything. They pick and choose what people they want to upset or humiliate or admit that they were right or wrong. How easy would it have been in 2019 to say, hey, you know that gain of function research? Do you know who made that illegal? Barack Obama and Joe Biden made gain-of-function research illegal. You made it illegal. It was under your watch, Obama, that you said none of this can ever happen again. And China did it anyway. And whose watch did they do it under? They did it under Donald Trump's watch. Not under Obama and Biden's watch. They did it under Donald Trump's watch. Now, all of a sudden, It's an anti-Trump thing. It's a pro-Obama, pro-Biden argument that gain of function was made illegal under Obama and done under Trump. But again, that wasn't their agenda. Their agenda wasn't to prop up one president and take down another president. It was to not upset China and all the businesses that we have connected to China. And then, of course, it became about winning the 2020 election and pointing out the mistakes that were made by the candidate that you wanted to win the 2020 election. Right? Show the guy doing the bad stuff. Show the guy that you love doing the good stuff and elect your person. And that's what media has become. We can't trust those individuals to give us an after actions review about what happened in this storm. We cannot trust the people close to the story who have never, ever told the truth about anything if it interferes with their ability to be told they're wrong. Those are not the arbiters of transparency, and those aren't the people you want to ever give us the truth, because they have to admit they're wrong. And like Jack said, the generation of kids that got the trophies, they're running the world right now. They're running the world right now. That conversation needed to happen in 1998, because right now that generation is in power and they hate being told they're wrong. They hate being corrected, even when they're wrong. So my point is, this little about face that we do, it's not the end of the world. It's about saving lives. That's our ultimate goal, is to save lives. Have it out. Argue whatever you want to argue, but you must save lives. Kate and Jamestown, what do you think?
Good morning and good and happy New Year, David.
Happy New Year. What's going on?
Robert Wagner was a mayor of New York City, so probably that's what that review is named after. There's also Robert Wagner, the actor that was married to Natalie Wood. Remember
that whole thing?
And I think it was Richard Kiley, Man of La Mancha.
There you go.
Anyway.
Well done. Look at you. You ran that's an inside the park home run. Well done.
Thank you. I'm just boning up for the next local trivia contest. Thank you. I texted last week. And I asked rhetorically, what the heck has been done review-wise, whether it's the Wagner review or Mayor Brown's review or anybody's review, what has been done since the blizzard of 77 and every other snowstorm since to make it so that 40 people didn't die last week? Rhetorical.
What have we implemented that changed from 45 years ago?
Well, what did we talk about? What did we learn? What did we improve? What did we implement, to use your word? And the other thing was, I asked you through a text, whatever happened to that slogan, it's winter, it's Buffalo, deal with it. What's going on with that? And lastly, the most aside from the people dying, did I hear that the governor wore a T-shirt that said, I survived the blizzard of 22?
Yeah, that was a... She wore it one time and she got grilled, and she should have. That was a really bad taste.
Absolutely, because I can just see if she or any other governor wore a T-shirt with those words in 2030, when we're all told... We can't have gas in our homes. We can't have gas appliances in our homes. And there's a blizzard, and a governor stands there and has a T-shirt that says, I survived, blah, 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 blizzard. It'll be because they are safe and secure and warm, probably living in the Bills' new stadium that will have gas.
Oh, look at you. Kate, I'll tell you what, man. You're going to be my phone-a-friend, and who wants to win and be a millionaire? You're going to be that person I call. you're well done. Please. You're well read. I appreciate you, Kate. Thank you. Rick, you're going to be up next. I got to take a break and read from a sponsor. But when we come back, we'll hear from Rick.
Oh, O'Reilly.
What?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.